Hello, everybody. It's Reed Mihalko from readaboutsex.com with Susan Broughton. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Reed.
Hi. Okay, so some of you might be meeting Susan for the first time. Susan's the CEO of Personal Life Media. And if I'm not mistaken, I think, Susan, yours was the first affiliate link I ever sent out.
I think it might have been. And let's just say it was. Let's just
But
say
let's just
I
say it
popped
was.
your cherry,
And if
Reed,
somebody
the
years from
sex
now says
geek.
I'm a liar, then I'll apologize. But the reason I sent out your affiliate link was you had created a project with Tallulah
Yeah.
Sulis on ejaculatory response and squirting for women, and I had taken Tallulah's class, the workshop, so I actually
Squirt
knew what
shop.
her work was like, and it actually worked. And so my partner Allison had learned how to ejaculate from Tallulah's class, so that made me feel comfortable enough to send out the link because I felt like I could, I knew what her product would be like and what her, who she is as a person. Whereas before, I had a lot of people asking me to do affiliate marketing with them, and I would ask them to send me the product so I could take a look at it, and people would just not send me anything and then bug me to send out, their links. And so I think early on I got really weird about affiliate marketing and kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. So one, thank you for being the person to pop my cherry on that. And in Reed Mihalko's world, it's kind of hard to find cherries sometimes. But also I wanted to say thank you for being willing to jump on a call and help me, one, get better at being an affiliate for other people and for doing my own launches, but two, educating the sex educator and the sex positive professional community around affiliate marketing and how to do that in a responsible way and in a professional way. Because I think I've been burned in the past with business marketers and what affiliate marketing used to be like in the 90s and in the early aughts. So like all of that for me is really why I felt like I could call you and ask for you, some advice and hopefully, lift the entire sex educator community up business practice wise and also get people over their fears. So thanks.
My pleasure. I'm here to serve, Mr. Reed. I'm here to serve you.
All of a sudden now we're in some weird Southern film. So like for the people who are just getting to meet you, like give us a quick rundown of Personal Life Media and who you are and how you got to be in the sex ed relationship education space.
Sure. Personal Life Media. Is a publishing company that my husband and I have run now for about 6 years. And for the last 3 years, we've been building membership sites and selling access primarily targeted to men who want to become better lovers. And we ended up on the path of being sex educators because we went through our own marital crisis and pulled it back from the fire and thought, man, everybody we know is having these problems. And so much of it comes from the disconnection from a lack of intimacy over time in a marriage. And we made our way back to ever stronger than ever and wanted to help other people. And so we decided, after going to a lot of workshops ourselves, that we wanted to essentially give anyone anywhere in the world the opportunity to take a Tallulah Sulis squirt shop, And through the beauty of the internet, the amazing miracle of the interwebs, that's what we do. And we have published five online home study courses. And we teach a combination of sexual communication skills and advanced sexual mastery techniques. Because the way it works with dudes in general, and I do generalize, I do, is that guys want techniques, but what they need our communication skills. So we're the Trojan horse of communication skills. We teach you what to do with all the little things that stick out from your body really well. But what we also do is teach you to use this in communication. And so that's really important for women and connection and intimacy and arousal and everything, erotic communication. And so What we do is publish them. Tim is the technologist and the background guy, and I write and or publish the works of experts like myself and others. Mm-hmm. And we part of our distribution is affiliate marketing. Part of it is our own email list. And part of it is buying online media that we send to landing pages with converting offers so that customers can discover us and try our programs. So that's us. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And also, I just want to acknowledge you too, you know, because I work in so many different areas, especially like when I go to colleges, it's usually the LGBT groups that are bringing me into colleges. You know, I love, you know, when you say generalize and stuff like that, like, I feel like I can't always speak like dude speak to heteronormative men or you know, people who identify as straight. And so, you know, like when I Google stock you and your products and read your copy and try to figure out like how to write good copy and stuff like that. It's actually really educating for me because I think I sometimes, and maybe this is my own insecurities around like, I don't speak, you know, dude well. I think your stuff is really well targeted for men in general. You know, and I know that some of the people that are going to be watching these videos are going to be my like ardent feminist, you know, gender queer, you know, sex educator. So I also just want to let people know, like, I know Susan. Mm-hmm. I like Susan. Mm-hmm. I think you have a lot of integrity and your husband's a sweetheart. And I want people to be able to hear the advice and the wisdom about what you're saying business wise, if they're getting hung up on, you know, how your demographic is different than their demographic.
Yeah.
So I want to say that to people who are listening, because I do know, you know, knowing your demographic and being able to come at it with a way that resonates for them is super huge and important when you're looking at, you know, creating your launches.
Yeah.
So I think my first question for you around affiliate marketing is like, when somebody comes to you and is like, hey, would you promote this thing for me, like, how do you tell when somebody's got their shit together and when somebody doesn't? And the difference between, like, you know, like me, like, starting off bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, making, you know, newbie mistakes versus somebody who just doesn't have a clue at all. Like, how do you judge who you work with?
Well, I have a very warm embrace for almost anyone in the information product marketing space because I like to test a lot of offers. Every week I mail at least 5 days a week to my customers with lots of tips and techniques. So I have a very active email marketing strategy. And therefore, I have a really wide open playing field to talk about a lot of things. What I consider myself to do, and you talked about market segmentation, my segment is a very big segment. My niche is a mass market. I'm a consumer-oriented, heterosexual, monogamous, mostly married 35 to 55, but going all the way up to 80-year-old man. And so I get in the mind of my customer. I'm very empathic. I've done a ton of market research. I talk to my customers, 5, 10, 15 of them on a weekly basis in depth about their sex lives. So I really get my guys and I have a huge heart for them and what they're up against. And so when you do read my copy, it's very clear who my market is because I live and breathe what's happening with them and the successes and the failures, the one step forward and the two steps back that are, you know, their life every day trying to have that, you know, most surrendered, hottest sex they can possibly imagine with their woman, because that's what everybody wants, no matter who you are. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm thinking about affiliate marketing, I am thinking about my guys and their sexuality, but I'm also thinking about their personal empowerment, their personal growth, their health, their everything. And so I haven't done many business offers. I've done a few.
Yeah.
But I certainly do health, a lot of health offers in addition to sexuality. I do all kinds of things. So I test a lot of things. I'm really open to trying things out. And my partners do not need to be perfect because there are very few people in the information product marketing and affiliate marketing space who have the skills, the resources, the talent talented team and the time to do everything right that it takes to have a highly converting offer. There are a few people who have highly converting offers, but here's the first thing I do. When I'm considering an affiliate offer, the very first thing I do is I ask the affiliate person, I ask the person, what's your EPC, which stands for earnings per click? And the EPC is very important. If they don't even know what that is, I know that I'm dealing with a neophyte, and that's okay. I don't mind supporting people who are behind me on the journey, because there are people ahead of me and behind me, and it's kumbaya as far as I'm concerned. Grab my hand and I'll drag you up with me, and they'll be doing that for me. So when they know what their EPC is, it means that they've at least tested their landing page, their conversion funnel. They've had some people making sales. Maybe they've purchased cold traffic, which is online advertising, or they've done some split testing with warm traffic from some partners who've mailed for them. Often when my friends are bringing out new products, I'll mail for them just so they can test their funnel and do an A-B split test. So I ask about EPC, which is how much is the average order, average sale, what does an average person make on their list? And if it's below a dollar, I'd love not to promote it, but I promote things that are anywhere from 40 cents to $2 EPC. I'd like to have a dollar EPC for anything that I promote, but I don't often find enough offers to even get that, because the real game here is not creating content. The real game in information product marketing and online marketing is actually the conversion. When the person hits your page, do they buy or not? What's your bounce rate? What's your close rate? That's your conversion rate. And so the first thing I do is I find out if they have if they even know what an EPC is. If they have one, I like to know what it is. But the numbers are all trumped up anyway. So what I do secondarily is I go look physically at the conversion funnel. I put myself in my customer's shoes. If I sent me there, was I going to like what I saw? And then I go through that process. And then I also review the product before I present it or market it. I won't mail for someone who doesn't let me look at everything, because hey, like, the last thing I need is another information product. You know what I mean? Like, I've got hundreds of them. So I'm really not trying to get your stuff for free. I could care less. I'm super busy. If you can't send me a download link to the product or access to the product, along with a link to your JV page, your affiliate page, where I can get my email swipes, which are pre-written email copy, any other articles that might be pre-written, tweets that might be written, you know, whatever the assets are, I need to see all those things. And if I see that it's a pretty good page, if it's a pretty good product that could benefit some of my customers, and it looks like they have a pretty good set of emails that I can at least start with, then it's easy for me. And I also really like it when people run their business through ClickBank, because I get paid automatically and I don't have to wait for them to mail me a check, because people are very slow to mail their checks. So those are some of I'd say those are the top four things that I look at when I'm considering an affiliate resource. And sometimes I say, you're not ready for me, come back after you've tested it a while.
Got it. What do you think are some of the more common mistakes that newbies or even varsity people are making when they're, you know, launching their products?
Not triple checking links. They're links. Adam
said
funnel.
The same thing.
Yeah. When I mail for you, if you can't track my revenue, I've wasted, you know, however many hours reviewing your product and then fixing your email swipes so that they work for my list, and then the three people that have to touch them to load them into my email console, and the 50,000 people that have to have them in the inbox, and the, you know, 2,500 people that click on it and go to your page, and then the 25 people who buy it. I mean, all of that, and you can't track your friggin' links and send me a check. Faw on you. Boop, boop. Double hands, back of the hand, front of the hand, down with you. It's just really bad. So you have to.
And do you find that's something that even varsity affiliate people, like, just, is that like something that falls through the cracks, or?
No, professionals do not mess with their back end tracking. They got that dialed in before they called me.
Sure.
Another thing that I think.
What any other common mistakes?
A common mistake that I personally think, because I'm kind of old school. Not that I'm old, but I'm old school. And that is that I think if you want someone to promote for you, you should pick up the phone and call them. You shouldn't just send a blanket email out to a bunch of people and say, I mean, Reed, when you promoted for Female Liquid Orgasm, I called you up and I asked you to promote and I told you why my offer was good and unique and differentiated and et cetera. And so for people that I know that I hang out with in my business, you know, if they send me an email, "Ooh, I've got this launch, you know, can you get in on it?" I'll be like, sure. But for people who don't know me, they definitely need to call. I think that's just good salesmanship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and ultimately, you're building relationships.
Right.
Like, you know, Adam was talking about how, like, treat your affiliate people like they're your friends.
Of course, they are.
Because you guys are going, you guys are going to go through making mistakes together and cleaning up mistakes. And he, you know, so he was very big on having that interpersonal part, which I think is hilarious given that you and I are in the relationship space.
Yeah.
You know, like it is the kind of a pick up the phone thing that makes, I mean, and certainly like when you called me, like that was one of the things that swayed me because you and I had only talked at parties and sex ed events and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it was time for me to be on the phone with you. So that helped a lot.
Yeah.
Any other common mistakes?
Well, if you were, is this common mistakes for someone who's trying to do a product launch and mistakes they would make or mistakes that you would make if you were an affiliate for someone doing a product launch? Which do you want me to answer?
Well, let's do the product launch first and then we'll do common mistakes of affiliates.
All right. So you're launching a new product. Are there any common mistakes you should watch out for?
Yeah. Check your links.
Uh-huh. Check your links.
Pick up the phone, get to know your people personally, like spend that extra effort.
Yeah. Another one is if you're asking people to promote for you, it's best that you've promoted for them. So before you do a launch, start mailing out offers for your biggest potential affiliates and mail to your own list and mail their offers first before you ask. So it's best to do that. And that's kind of a cardinal rule of affiliate or of product launch marketing, if you will. Now, I would say that in general, product launches are people are moving away from product launches and moving more toward contests, sales contests. Product launches often, there's a gray area between them, but I think what it comes down to is that people are tired of mailing. Let's just say you approach me and you want me to mail for your offer. And one, maybe you've never mailed for me. Two, it's a new product and I know you don't have a team of people doing conversion optimization and, you know, you probably haven't done much testing of your landing page a bit here and there. Maybe you've done 3 A-B splits if I'm lucky. You probably have a very, very vague idea of what your EPC rate is because it's a fairly new product as well. You haven't done a year's worth of marketing it to your own list and tweaked it out. And then you want me to send my traffic, not you specifically, Reed, but you, product launcher. You want me to send my hard-earned names to your squeeze page where you're going to take the names of my best, most responsive customers and then not convert them and I'm not going to make any money. So what I like are sales contests to landing pages that are there to sell you the product, and that's all, not to capture my customers' names. The only names you'd capture from me would be the people who I send to you that buy something from you. Then I make some money on that name. Otherwise, I'm giving you 20,000 names or 2,000 names or 200 names that have cost me 30, 40, 50, 75, 100 bucks a name to get because I buy media and I've got to run websites and I've got a team of people. So my cost to acquire a name on my list is high. And if I send it to you and you get it for free and I make no money, that's not a good thing for me. So what I tend to do, except for affiliate partners who are doing a lot of reciprocal mailings with me, where I'm getting leads from them and they're getting leads from me, is look for offers that send right to a sales page so that only my customers go to them. So that's a big one.
And that's what you would call a sales contest?
Yeah. I think it's better. I would move away from the notion of a product launch now. I think that the time has come. You know, in information product marketing, like any internet marketing, it's kind of faddish, and there's always something new that you should be doing. And the current model that's the most common is a video sales letter, you know, like a PowerPoint or Keynote video sales letter that converts. And the only names you end up with are the customer names. And that you can get a lot of traffic for something that's a converting VSL.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a new one. I hadn't heard it framed in that way, but it makes a lot more sense how for some people with hard earned lists, I think everyone's lists are hard earned in that kind of way. I could see where you would be more open to sending them to that, because then if things convert, you know, that everything's hunky dory. But if people are just opting in to a squeeze page and they're not converting, like, how does that really benefit you? Unless, like you're saying, you're going back and forth with somebody who's promoting a lot in cross promotion. Got it. What about common mistakes for people who are affiliates for you, who are then promoting your products or somebody else's products? Like, what are common mistakes that people on that end of the spectrum are making?
They don't check their links. They screw up their own links.
I actually did that where I promoted a product, a teleclass that I was on, and didn't put in the affiliate link. And I was still like top, I think I was number 5 in converting. And I felt horrible because I was apologizing. And because they were like, oh my God, Reed, what are you doing? Like when I got on the phone and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I sent out the wrong link. And they're like, no, like your list is converting against people with like 50,000, you know, people. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, they like me. They like your stuff, you know. So I've done that. I have sent out the wrong links on my end.
So that's certainly one thing. And then the second thing is really what you were just saying, Reed, which is that the mistake that a lot of maybe sex-oriented potential affiliate marketers, people who are in the sex education world and who have a small list of followers, what they're not doing is contacting them frequently enough so that they have a deep connected relationship with their list. Because when you mail something out, even with the wrong link, you can drive sales. When a lot of other people, they don't work their list hard enough, if you will. I think when I started mailing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday with a link digest on Sunday, my business shot up because there was the way that you develop trust. So sexuality is a scary thing for people. When they're choosing how to learn about sexuality, they're picking you not only because of who you are and what you say and what you stand for, but also because they trust you. And that one of the key determinants to generating and creating and cultivating trust is consistency. And when you mail to your customers consistently and they see that day in, day out, week in, week out, year after year, you're still there, sending them valuable information. When you say, I like this product and I think you should go look at it or watch this video or download this free report, it's valuable and it's my friend Reed. And I really like his style and he has a different world. He covers a different world than I do and it's complimentary. My customers will go check out your stuff and I'll be able to drive a hella more traffic than the person who is randomly mailing. So it takes a dedication to your business and a dedication to both your existing customers and growing your customer base to truly profit from affiliate marketing in a meaningful way.
Sure. And when you're working, I would imagine if you know somebody does that with their lists, you're going to feel more comfortable with the people on your list working with them because you know that you're sending them to somebody who's going to treat them well.
Definitely.
What do you have any anxiety when you're mailing people Wednesday through Saturday about like how much content versus like how do you judge a good balance between here's interesting stuff that's useful to you and then here's stuff that you can buy? Like, do you worry about that or is your list just really like how do you judge when things get too much sales versus, because that would be something that would worry me personally in my world. So how do you make peace with that?
Well, what I am is an educator. Mm-hmm. And I can't teach you all the things in the world because I don't know all the things in the world. And there are people who are better at some areas of coverage than I am. And it is my pleasure to let my customers know that these are people that whose programs and products I've personally learned from or gained from or like and appreciate. So I don't have any problem at all recommending quality products and services to my list because I am thinking about them holistically. So that's one thing. The second thing is that everything is lumpy in the universe, right? Nothing is smooth. So there are some times when I am full of ideas. We are all full. Patty and Tallulah and Sloan and I are full of ideas, and we are just generating all kinds of great new content. And then there are other times when three of our really favorite affiliate partners are, have new products. And so sometimes we'll have a heavy week or two of promoting a product or two products or three products. Other weeks we'll do pure content. Other weeks we'll do a theme. I do a lot of themes. I do a lot of soap opera sequences and cliffhangers. I do a lot of threads. I do a lot of multiple links across emails because I think about it as a system, as a holistic system. What I'm doing is I'm always teaching them and showing them new things. So I am a curator of information, some of it paid, some of it free.
Got it.
And, you know, people do unsubscribe and they'll unsubscribe if a lot of times people unsubscribe because we're not the right style for them, you know, just like your some of your people might think we're too monogamous hetero, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. You're not my person if you unsubscribe.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Well, and I think the diversity in the marketplace, and this is one of my wishes, is that, like, you know, as I grow and need peer support and I'm reaching out, you know, the idea of taping this stuff because I know that I have other sex educators that are, you know, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 3 years behind me that are going to need this information.
Yeah.
My hope is that as the whole industry grows and people get better at the business side of it, there's more diversity. So when somebody who's queer and maybe a person, you know, queer person of color comes on and is looking for product, even though our product might be really useful for them, what they end up finding is a queer person of color who's got their product. And so they're seeing people that look like them are using, you know, the vernacular and languaging the way that they want. Like, the diversity in the industry for me is helpful because then more people are getting resources and resonating with the people that are actually a good fit for them.
Yeah.
So, you know, my hope is that as our industry continues to grow, not only are we more professional and people are making more of a living and can actually afford healthcare and things like that. You know, that the people out there who aren't the sex geeks can find our work and find work that fits for them so that they'll buy it so that they can improve their relationships and their sex lives and all that. So thanks.
You're welcome.
Any parting words? I mean, those were my main questions. Any things you want to or first off, before we jump, how can people find you if they want to learn more about you or you know, more about what you're doing?
Well, I think right now the best place to go for the most advanced free sexual information is our membership site. We have a free blog that's attached to our membership site that has a lot of really good stuff on it about all kinds of categories, and that's at members.personallifemedia.com. You can access the blog content for free, and then you can also see all of our products, so that's interesting as well. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, you're welcome. And then any parting words of wisdom for all of us would-be, you know, affiliates and launch people?
Yeah, I would say that if you're launching or you're an affiliate, I would just bring your vulnerability to the conversation and say, look, I'm a neophyte. My stuff's probably not perfect, but if you do me one this time, I'd be happy to reciprocate. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with not knowing. It's better to just say what you're good at and what you're not as good at. And people will help you because in this particular category of internet marketing, it tends to be very collaborative, very team oriented, very quid pro quo, very supportive. So don't be afraid to call people up and say, it's the first time I've done it, and I would really appreciate your support. Will you at least listen to what I have to say, and can I outline what my offer is and how I might be able to support you in the future too?
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yay!
Well, I hope that helps everyone.
Yeah, Susan, thank you so much. I know you're super busy. Yeah. Please give your husband a big hug.
Tim, I will. My pleasure.
And I look forward to more collaborating, and thanks for popping my my affiliate cherry.
It was my pleasure. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.